If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Bacharach covers the Titans for the Tennessee, and he's on a bench getting ready for the Titans and Patriots game on Saturday night. How you doing there, Eric? Happy New Year.
Thanks, Scott. You too. I'm doing well.
Hey, man. So, let's go. We got a lot to talk about here. Let's go back to when Vrabel, like, played for Belichick, right? And how much, because you cover him, I mean, this guy has to admit at some level that, I mean, he learned a lot from this guy. I mean, it has to have, like, you know, paid off for him, both, you know, as a player, obviously, and then as a coach now. Does he ever talk about what that guy meant to his entire, like, cachet now? Because you would think he's got Belichick running through his veins, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, he alludes to it. He's kind of very touchy when it comes to addressing his past with New England, and, you know, he really doesn't like to harp on his playing days. That's kind of been something that's stuck with him since he's been here in Tennessee from the get-go. But, I mean, you see it, especially in my job, you see it every day, just even with his mannerisms during press conferences. He's certainly got some of that Bill Belichick in him when it comes to his approach, when it comes to divulging even stuff like injury, nuggets, stuff like that. He has a lot of that in him, and I certainly think it's paid dividends for him in his early coaching career. And, you know, the Patriots were in Nashville in August during training camp. The two teams shared joint practices. And I think the Titans and Vrabel gleaned a lot about the Patriots during those couple of practices at St. Thomas Sports Park in Nashville. So I think the influence on Vrabel is significant, obviously. Again, it's something that kind of comes up and you notice it here and there routinely.
So, Eric, tell me about the fact that they've won, frankly, 7 of their last 10 games, and they have played very impressive football. And we all know the cogs to that are basically Henry and Tannehill, and there's a lot more to it. How did they manage to rattle off? Because really, the only games that they stumbled was the Texans at home in a close game, and then they went down there and beat their ass, and then losing to the Saints by 10 at home. But other than that, it was the only blemish was the Panther game in Charlotte. They won everything else. It was really impressive, and you covered all of it. What did you think of that role?
Well, even the Saints game, which they lost, that's the game, if you'll remember, for the Titans, was essentially meaningless in Week 16 for the playoff chances. So they didn't play Derrick Henry. They didn't play their first-round pick, Jeffrey Simmons. They kind of took it lightly and took a prudent approach, as far as looking forward and having some foresight that Week 17 was the game that mattered. So, you know, even that game, they played it close. They lost a really good Saints team. But obviously you look at sort of when this thing changed, which was Week 7, and the obvious answer is Ryan Tannehill, just sort of his insertion in place of Marcus Mariota and how that jump-started things. I think it's more than just Tannehill. The Titans, you got to give a lot of credit to their coaching staff, to Arthur Smith. I think as the season kind of wore on, they kind of focused more on being committed to the run, being dedicated to run, and not really getting away from it, no matter the circumstance of the game. You know, Derrick Henry, once he gets 20 or so carries, if he's able to get that workload, there's sort of a very high floor for what you're going to get from him. And he's a guy that gets better as each game goes on. By the third and fourth quarter, he's barreling over guys, ripping off 7-8 yards a carry. He's just really hard to stop when you get that late in game. So, I think that's been an important part of what's going on. But again, the Tannehill effect, you can't really overstate how dramatic it's been for the Titans. You know, they went from averaging 16.3 points per game through the first 6 weeks with Marcus Mariota as the starting quarterback to 30.4 with Tannehill. It's remarkable. I don't even know if remarkable is the right word. And the ironic part is just that, it was really the defense that was sort of taking the brunt of the pressure week in and week out as far as trying to carry the team, even dating back to last year and especially through the first 6 weeks of this season. And that's kind of flip-flopped just with the way the offense has played and the secondary for the Titans have been a little bit banged up. But yeah, man, with when you look at Ryan Tannehill and just what he's done, you know, he's maximizing the weapon he has in A.J. Brown. The play action is worked, you know, as well as you could hope for with Derrick Henry running as he's been running.
Right.
You know, so it goes back to Tannehill and that decision and just sort of how everything is sort of stemmed from that.
Can you believe that? I mean, honestly, the way he rubbed out Mariota from the gig and then went 70% and the numbers that you were talking about are so staggering. It's not even funny. The 22 touchdowns, only 6 picks. And just the impressive, you know, distribution and just kind of, you know, high velocity of completions. He was just so on. It's not even funny. And really, because people say they're one-dimensional, they're Henry, but this guy was literally throwing to Brown. He was throwing to Sharp. I mean, they did a lot of things. I thought he threw to Walker. I thought he threw to Smith. I thought he threw to Davis. I mean, the guy threw it around, and I think that everyone just talks about one thing, and it's Derrick Henry, and deservedly. But it's amazing what Tannehill's done, and you would think that that's now his gig. Are they going to be smart enough to keep rolling that direction?
You know, I think they got to be. I think by now, you know, for us here in Nashville, we've kind of, you know, been waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, since Tannehill took over and since he's been on the streak. But it's now been 10 weeks where he's been just consistent week in and week out. You know, there really hasn't been, you know, a true dud. You mentioned the Panthers game. That was probably it. And even in that game, he wasn't god-awful. And even in that game, you know, when you look at the first 6 weeks of the season compared to any time during this recent 10-game stretch, even if the Titans are down, you feel like they could come back, they could win the game just because of what Tannehill is doing. And yeah, the Titans offense does run through Derrick Henry, and he's a guy that's got to get 20 to 25 carries a game. But when you have a quarterback like Tannehill, who, you know, honestly, nobody really saw it coming, he's a guy that, you know, if you're the Titans, you got to lock up. I think franchise tagging him is a worst-case scenario. But he's a guy that, to me, is clearly the guy moving forward. And, again, he's only 31 in a league where quarterbacks are still playing at age 40. So he can be your franchise quarterback. I know, you know, when the Titans were 2-4, we were sitting there, you know, the Titans reporter on the beat. We're kind of looking at already ahead to the draft and who might be available for the Titans if they have a bad pick. And now, obviously, if you're the Titans, you know, you could address some other needs in the first round. I think I don't think you completely, you know, ignore quarterbacks. I think for sure you could look in the later rounds maybe because it is a deep quarterback draft. But for sure, I think Tannehill has to be the guy for the Titans moving forward.
Eric Bacharach with us from the Tennessean on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. So there's a lot of people that feel nationally that the Titans are going to go in there and beat the Patriots, who aren't the same. It's pretty obvious. And there's people talking, it's Tom Brady's last game and all this other nonsense. I got to tell you, that stuff to me is laughable. But I want to know from you, because all I hear is everybody thinks this is a walk in the park and that they're going to go in there and beat them. And I think it's going to be, you know, much more difficult than everyone else does. Like, they don't lose playoff games in Gillette. And I don't care what anybody says. Like, taking Tannehill, I get it. He's been great. But taking him over Tom Brady sounds like a dangerous way to make a living.
I agree. You know, I think, you know, it's easy to look at sort of just the way these teams are trending. And I think a lot of people, when picking this game, have that loss to the Dolphins in mind when thinking about the Patriots, and I think, you know, that's obviously justified. But, you know, they're still the Patriots. They're still 9-0 in their last 9 home games at Gillette. And you know, when you look at Ryan Tannehill, he'll be playing in his first postseason game tomorrow. So, I mean, from an experience standpoint, it's night and day doesn't do it justice. They're both on opposite ends of the spectrum, and, you know, experience really matters for a whole lot this time of the year. So I do think it's going to be a really tough game. And again, this is the Patriots are the number one ranked defense in the NFL. They had an easy schedule to start through the first half of the season, but you know, they have some really talented players there. I think to overlook them and to, you know, not give them you know, any sort of credit is, you know, sort of gross oversight. And I think it's going to be a tough game for the Titans. They are playing really well. I think they'll certainly keep it close, but it should be a good game.
Do you worry about that Patriots defense, which has really carried them? Everyone talks about how bad their offense is these days with the way Edelman's been getting doubled, and they lost to all the division leaders and, frankly, you know, played poorly in those games, but their defense is still legit. Does that D worry you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, the Titans have done a good job. Again, they're scoring 30.4 points per game since Tannehill took over as starting quarterback. They haven't faced a defense that's ranked as highly as the Patriots. You know, we could expect Stephen Gilmore to shadow A.J. Brown, and Brown, you know, who by a lot of accounts is, you know, certainly in the mix for offensive rookie in the year and has a strong case. He was shut down by Marshawn Lattimore in week 16 against the Saints, and Tannehill was able to find other guys, as you mentioned, Tajay Sharpe had two touchdown catches in that game. So he's been able to find other guys when guys like A.J. Brown are taken away. It does worry me a little bit. You know, you look at Derrick Henry, and he's a different player now than he was 2 years ago when the Titans last faced the Patriots in the playoffs, but they were able to sort of shut him down in that game. So we'll see if there's any sort of carryover from that game. From as I mentioned before, the Titans and Patriots had joint practices in August. You know, what carries over from there. But for sure, it'll be an intriguing matchup. I think for sure, as I just mentioned, that the matchup to watch is A.J. Brown against, Stephen Gilmore and how those two shake out.
Well, I think it's going to be a great game. The Titans mean business. They've been playing some fantastic football. Eric, great stuff. Enjoy the trip up to Foxborough and Gillette. It'll be a hell of an atmosphere and a great experience. Hope it's a great playoff game, wild card style. Thanks so much for coming on the bench. We'll get you on again. Good luck and have a blast at the game. And thanks for coming on the bench. Happy New Year again.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, Eric Bacharach, and he covers the Titans for the Tennessee and great paper down there in Smashville.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.